NPR.
So recently, Asan Sayyad is scrolling through his Instagram feed. You know, like we do, scroll, scroll, scroll. And then suddenly he stops. His eyes come to rest on an ad for a jacket.
But not just any jacket. A beautiful bomber jacket covered in this eye-catching puffy cloud design.
I would say like the main base color of it is like pink. And there's like blue and purple and yellows and a lot of quilting.
Now, normally, Asan says he's not a flashy dresser. But man, this jacket, it just looks so good. So when he sees the ad for it again, just a few days later, he goes for it.
I was like, okay, maybe this is my calling to just own this jacket. It looks really cool.
So he clicks through. It takes him to a website called ccmom.cc, and he places an order.
I was like, for $40, something that looks this nice, this is awesome, right? And never at any point entered my head that this might be some sort of an attempt at a scam.
Yeah, Asan feels like he got scammed because in the end, the jacket he received looked nothing like it did on the website. And in fact, Asan would later come to suspect that the picture of the jacket he saw online was not a photo of an actual product, but an image completely fabricated with AI. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma.
And I'm Weilin Wong. According to AI experts, Asan has reason to be suspicious. That's because more than ever before, sellers are using AI-generated images of products to entice consumers. And in some cases, the merchandise shown in those pictures might not even exist. This shopping season, it's a whole new reason for buyers to beware. 2 months after Asan ordered that jacket, it still had not arrived. Multiple emails with the company later, he finally got a tracking number, which said the package was on its way from China.
And when it finally did arrive, he tore it open to find...
Looks like it, but...
That it was a jacket, but it wasn't the jacket.
There's no quilting. There is none of the details that appear in the image exist in this jacket. It's just a printed design.
Instead of this thick, beautiful, shiny jacket embroidered with puffy quilted clouds, what he received was this cheap, thin, frankly janky-looking knockoff of the jacket he saw online. The difference between the two is basically the difference between a tuxedo and one of those t-shirts with a tuxedo printed on the front.
It looks kind of like it has the texture of a sweatshirt.
It does, but it's not even like a good quality sweatshirt. I would not buy this.
So Asan says even before he received the jacket, he had started to suspect something was off. So he went back to the website, ccmom.cc.
And it looked legit. That's the thing. That like it looked like a very clean website. Everything in it was like beautifully designed. Everything was in place. So nothing like sketchy.
But then he took a closer look at the product page for the jacket, and that's when he started to wonder if he was looking at an actual photo of the jacket he ordered, or if this image was generated by AI, you know, using one of those programs like DALL-E or Stable Diffusion, these kinds of generative AI programs that came on the scene over the last couple years. They let anyone create incredibly realistic images from scratch just by typing in a sentence like, create a high-quality quilted jacket decorated with pink, blue, and yellow clouds.
Yeah, and to be clear, it can be incredibly difficult to tell if an image is made with AI just by looking at it. So Asan does not know for certain that the picture of the jacket was made with AI, and neither do we. When we reached out to the company CCMom directly, we didn't get a response. But the reason Asan suspects the image of the jacket is AI-made is that he recently got his PhD researching how AI can be used to generate images. And now when he looks at the image, he says he sees some clues. Like, for instance, parts of the image look oddly stretched and distorted.
Looking deeper into these details, like the corners, the zippers, when you look at them, these are all look like AI-generated. You can see that the zipper is not symmetric.
It looks kind of squiggly. In parts.
Exactly. Yeah. And like there are other things that you can kind of take a look at, right? Like on the quilting itself, you will see some very random lines.
By the way, Asan is not the only person out there with doubts about the products they saw or bought on CC Mom.
I found one of these, like, sus websites called CC Mom.
On TikTok, people have shared similar stories.
It got delivered yesterday. Let me tell you, this don't look nothing as shown. Wait till I get back home.
In this new era of AI-generated images, Hani Farid says consumers are right to be skeptical when shopping online. Hani's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, who specializes in digital forensics.
We're seeing it on e-commerce sites everywhere, where people are posting things that either don't exist or are exaggerations of what they look like. Is it fundamentally new? No. But it's the scale at which we can do this now is very different.
He says, you know, it's not a brand new thing for companies to market products with arguably deceptive images.
Go look at any ad or commercial for fast food and then go to that fast food restaurant and tell me whether the food you bought looks like the food in the ad. Of course not. And why? Because you have very talented photographers who create this illusion of what the food is actually going to look like by, you know, doing all kinds of things in the physical world and then in the post-processing. I think that's deceptive. But that is qualitatively different, I would argue, than somebody fabricating a product entirely using generative AI. Any seller in their garage can now create images of very sophisticated, fancy-looking products, prop those up on a web page, and you know the scam is off. And I think that there's probably more to come.
So we asked Hani, what can consumers do about this? Does he have any tips for spotting AI-generated images?
Yeah, this is the dangerous question, and here's why. Because the reality is that these technologies are developing very quickly. And whatever weaknesses I can point to you right now won't be there 3, 6, 9 months from now. And so I'm reluctant to tell people, look for this, because it has a very limited shelf life.
Hani says instead of putting all the burden on consumers to spot potential scams, he says companies should play a role too. So if online retailers find sellers using AI in deceptive ways, they should boot those sellers off the platform. And one more idea Hani says has some promise is digital watermarking. Think of it as a seal of authenticity, except the opposite, like a seal of inauthenticity.
The folks who have created technology that generates these images, Midjourney, Stable Diffusion, DALL-E, Adobe Firefly, they can insert into the content that they create digital watermarks that identify those images as AI generated. And then when I see an image on my browser says, oh, this is AI generated. And I know that because there's a watermark in this image that I can easily extract and read.
Hani says some big AI developers are working together to try to figure out how to implement this kind of watermarking system. And he says this could add an important layer of protection. Now, he also says bad actors will probably figure out how to attack those watermarks. And until there are really reliable ways of spotting potential fakes, consumers more than ever should just beware.
Yeah. And as for our friend Asan, who received that janky jacket, he still suspects, though he doesn't know for sure, that the picture of the jacket he saw online was AI made. In any case, he said he's definitely going to be more skeptical from now on.
I feel like, yeah, I can get over the $40, but the fact that you took it from me in this way, this is deception. That part is the part that hurts, especially for me, somebody that should know about AI. A little bit more.
So have you worn this out?
No,
even
I
once
have not.
Since you got it?
Honestly, I don't think that it actually looks any good.
The picture still looks really good, though. And we know this because we went back to ccmom.cc and the jacket is still for sale.
This episode was produced by Corey Bridges with engineering by Sina Lafredo. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Kincannon edits the show, and The Indicator's a production of NPR.